He's funny. He knows everybody. He is Art Chat Daddy Sims. And he's only on WVON.
Thirty-five after the hour, right here on this off of Chicago, 1690 AM WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Art Chat Daddy Sims, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON, where we talk about a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but most importantly, we hope that each and every night you're relaxing, relating, and releasing whatever the stress and drama of your day may have been. We ask that you let it go. It is happy hour here at VON, so you should have your favorite beverage. If you're at work, continue to do enough work that you're able to keep your job, but keep listening to Real Talk, Real People. That's all I'm going to tell you guys to do, because it's the most important thing you can ever do in your life is to keep listening to this show. Make sure you tune in to the Wednesday morning edition of the Matt McGill Morning Show. Attorney Ernest Fenton, co-host with Matt. Also, information on Real Men Cook events this Father's Day. Plus, Urban Business Roundtable download. All this and so much more starts at 6 a.m. right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 a.m. WVON. I'm so honored to welcome back in studio this evening someone who's been a guest on Real Talk, Real People before. And whenever he comes around, I either feel like it's time for a checkup, or I feel he's going to tell me the importance of why I need to go have a checkup.
That's right.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Real Talk, Real People, Dr. Courtney Hollowell. He is the chairman of urology at CCHHS, which is Cook County Health Services. Did I get that correct?
Health and Hospital Systems.
Health and Hospital Systems. I should know that. As much as I hang out at that place, I really do enjoy it. His career has been getting men to take charge of their health. He is also, in 2014, was named the BET Icon Man of the Year. And he's just all around down-to-earth great guy. You think most of the time when you talk to a doctor, they are very stuffy and not very relatable. Well, I want to tell you, Dr. Courtney Hollowell is completely different, and he's down-to-earth, and he's going to lay it all out for us this evening. Good evening, doctor. How are you?
It's great to be here.
Pleasure to have you back.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, doctor, tell everybody a little bit about your background and how you got started and how you became a doctor.
Well, you know, first I'll tell you that I'm chair of urology at the Cook County Health and Hospital System, and my background really is cancer treatment. It's also in trauma and reconstruction, but also it's in men's health issues. It's really been something that we have been working on for many, many years, ever since I was a young squire at University of Chicago when I trained there. And, you know, I got an opportunity where someone came to me and said, hey, can you do me a favor and come out to our church and talk about a healthcare topic? And I obliged and came out and spoke about it and realized that that message wasn't being made as well out in the community. There's a disconnect, if you will, that exists between what the average individual on the street, the average individual in the community knows, and what we know in the hospital. And so I wanted to make it my life mission to figure out ways in which we can stop working on preventing ourselves, or we can stop working on sick care and start getting into health care.
Very good. I think it's so essential in this day and age, because before you were coming on, doctor, I know quite a few men. A friend of mine's father had not been to the doctor in over 20 years, and now has a plethora of health issues. I'm a man. I'm okay. Nothing wrong with me. So how do we change that dynamic in our brothers and make them start going to the doctor? And with this initiative that you have, it makes it easy. So explain to us the importance of why we should go to the doctor.
Look, the gentleman you're speaking of, he's not alone. We know that message continues to resonate. Anywhere I go and speak about men's health issues, I get taken aside, and people say, look, that message you're bringing into the community just really rings with everyone. Everybody's got a brother, a father, a crazy uncle, a spouse that we're trying to get into the doctor. It really resonates. It resonates across ethnicities, across socioeconomic.
So it's just not the brothers. It's brothers of all colors and all backgrounds.
It's all individuals really do not want to go see the doctor. And, men give lots of reasons why they avoid the doctor. They say all different kind of things. But the truth is that men are 100% less likely than women to visit the doctor for annual examinations and preventative services. 100%. You got that?
Wow.
And, even though men are more prone to die from serious illnesses, including cancer, heart and lung disease, even HIV, Art, black men are 5 times more likely to die of HIV.
I believe that because I've lost so many friends from it. I know so many people who are HIV positive. I was telling somebody, being a member of the LGBT community, nowadays it's very common for somebody to tell you that they're HIV positive and they say it and keep walking, where I remember when it was a stigma and that whole thing. But, so how do we get more of our brothers of all colors to come and go to the doctor and see the doctor?
Well, education and knowledge is power. So, the first thing I do, when I talk to individuals about going to the doctor, particularly about men, I try to relate in a way that I think most men can relate. Men take better care of their cars than they do their bodies.
I believe that.
They value their electronic gadgets more than they value their health. And so I think when you break things down like that to an individual, the other week I had a gentleman in my office who was there, and there was a woman in between he and the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the look on his face. If the young lady got out of the way, he was going to bolt out of there.
Are you kidding me?
And she brought him in because he hadn't also seen a doctor for the last 15 years. And he didn't want to have anything to do with this. But, I many times will sit down and talk to them, make them a lot more comfortable, but it comes out very clearly that they discount their own health. You ask a gentleman, do you have medical problems? And he looks to her. Do you take any medications? And he looks to her. And after a while, I just stopped the conversation. I said, hey, you got a car? And he's like, yeah, I got a car.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, yeah. And he tells me he not only has a new car, but he's got an old car, 1960 Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me about
mint condition.
He's got four on the floor. He's telling me everything.
Right.
About it. And finally, after we talk a while about it, I always stop them and say, isn't it amazing you know more about your car than you know about your own health?
That's scary.
And I think at that point, a light goes off in the head. And they look at you and they say, you're right. So, there's a lot of reasons why people will choose not to go to the doctor. And some of that's our fault, but some of it's really conditioned for us as well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Look on any playground and watch kids as they play, particularly the boys and girls. And the girl, when they fall, what do we say? Are you okay, honey?
Right. Well, we kind of said this in the segment before you came on about, these men losing their loved ones to the streets. And, like the one gentleman said, you go to a funeral and men just suck it up, don't want to cry. And so that's the same thing men do when it comes to their health, doctor. That's wild to me.
Men,
and this is your health.
Yeah, men just aren't conditioned to think about their health the same way that women are. The guy, when they fall, what do we say? You're all right, dust it off. And so we recognize that we teach our kids at an early age that if you're a man, you tough it out. If you're a woman, speak up about the problem and begin to get on the road for resolution. And that's a problem. Mm. That's a problem. But, you know, there's more to it than that. I mean, you can also look at men and women. When you're a child, your mother brought you to the pediatrician, right? Mm-hmm. And by the time you got to be an adult, the women went on to see their obstetrician gynecologist, right? And that doctor started to impart on them the importance of prevention and screening. They understood that importance, healthy eating, all that stuff. But we men, we're just left to our own devices, right? Mm-hmm. We get further and further away from the healthcare system till the only time we go see a doctor is what, we broke an arm or we had appendicitis.
Or that bullet wound. We just can't take it no more. The pain is killing us and we got to get that bullet out.
Exactly. And so we've got a problem in that we've been trying to avoid the healthcare system. And women, they're plugged in and embrace prevention and screening. So by the time we get to be older, we think, well, you know, if I'm feeling fine, everything's okay. Where any woman would say, well, hold on a second. Feeling fine and being healthy are two entirely different things.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes, sir.
We know, for example, diabetes. Mm-hmm. The symptoms of diabetes early may be minimal, maybe none. The symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of these may be minimal, but we do know that once you've had that disease for a long period of time, it has its effect and serves its toll on your health over time. So we want to manage these things early, right?
Yes, sir.
We want to manage these things early so that we can prevent some of the long-term issues that occur with diabetes, like kidney disease, like blindness, like amputation of your foot or leg. All of these are like heart disease. All these are incredibly important, but we have to get at that early in order to make an effect on that person in the long term.
Now, you know, one of the things I want to find out with you being a urologist, and I take it that that has something to do with urine and the bladder and all. When should one start seeing you? Is it a certain age? Is it a certain condition? You know, I tell people I got all other kind of doctors, so I'm trying to figure out, do I add a urologist to that now, or how does that work?
So we're different than the female sort of counterpart, which you think of as like the gynecologist,
mm-hmm.
because urologists actually see men and women.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there are urologic issues with the bladder, with the kidney. Both men and women have that. There are stone disease, you know, kidney stone disease. There are issues with incontinence, not being able to hold your urine. There are a whole host of medical problems that can occur in both men and women that require them to see the urologist. And that's probably the sad part, is that men don't have that doctor early on that they say, okay, I'm transitioning from my pediatrician to go see just a man's doctor. So I tell everyone that immediately upon finishing seeing a pediatrician, we should be plugging men particularly into seeing a primary care doctor right from the jump, because they'll become that much more knowledgeable about what's going on with their body, how to prevent issues, how to look for issues. Look, all right, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So how long on average do you think it takes for a guy who notices a lump on his testicle to go get medical attention?
Probably forever. Because, again, he not really feeling down there. He may have been in the shower, noticed feeling, oh, it'll go away, or he just think maybe it might be an overload. I know. But you better believe, if I feel anything weird, I had a mosquito bite one day and almost lost my mind. The dermatologist, all my doctors, they like, mister, something bit you. Right, I'm like, well, I know one thing. It wasn't there yesterday.
Right.
Please fix it.
Well, you are not the average guy. Let's just be honest with that. Believe it or not, men wait on average about 6 months or greater
before going to see about something different.
Yes, even a lump on their testicle. They may believe that the lump, you know, it's painless, so it's harmless because it's painless. Or, you know, it'll go away by itself. But that's a problem. They also may think negative things like, oh, it's on my testicles, so it may affect my sexuality. And so they're worried about, you know, saying anything to anybody. Sometimes people are in denial. They just don't want to believe that what it is is in front of them. But this is a real problem. We neglect ourselves and then come into the physicians at a later time. So we're coming in with diseases at a later stage, so it's harder to deal with those issues.
Wow. Well, when we come back from break, we're going to continue our conversation. We're going to encourage men to get these appointments, go see their doctor. We have Dr. Courtney Hollowell in studio with us, the chairman of urology, and over at our good friends at Cook County Hospital, John H. Stroger Jr. Hospital, which I'm a huge fan of. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. You're listening to the Tuesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation, 1690 WVON.
Two after the hour, right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I cannot believe this little magical clock on the wall is telling me it's almost time to go. I want to thank everybody who helps me to make this amazing show what it is each and every night. Without these great people, we wouldn't have a great show. I want to thank Mr. Joseph Luckett, our technical engineer. Always a great job, sir, for guiding us in the right direction. To the one and only Miss Robin Lewis, my news anchor and my wife extraordinaire on the radio. Great job. To our staff photographer, the one and only Mr. Mallory Saunier. Thank you so much. Miss Edria Brown, my personal assistant. To the entire WVON staff and crew, I want to thank you guys so very much. And tonight we had the one and only Mr. Tyler Beck, our newest family member on hand with us tonight to make it all happen. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. I have another great show for your listening pleasure. But right now in studio, I have my good friend, Dr. Courtney Hollowell. He is the chairman of urology at the Cook County Health and Hospital Systems. And it is Men's Health Awareness Month. And we're talking about the importance of why men of all color need to make an appointment, go see their doctor. You made a great point earlier, Doc, that if you got an extra lump or not, in places that you ain't had an extra lump or not before, you may need to go have that check. A mole, anything that might be new on your body. So, Doc, I want to talk before we run out of time about the Men's Health Initiative and how we can get people in to see the doctor. A lot of folks want to say, I ain't got no money, I ain't got no insurance. That's a bunch of hogwash, right? Go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, no, I think that we've got to make sure that we realize environments like Cook County have been around a long time. And the Cook County Health and Hospital System is designed to take care of patients regardless of their ability to pay. So we're there to take care of patients when, look, money's thin. We have a new managed care system called County Care, and you can go to countycare.com and sign up for it. So even if there's not enough money coming in, you should not discount your own health. The men and women and physicians and healthcare providers in the county system are there because they want to serve people regardless of their ability to pay. And really, they're top-notch, outstanding
physicians. Yes, they are.
Physicians
they saved my life.
Really,
they did. And I didn't even know where the county hospital was until I got diagnosed with cancer.
There we go.
And I've gone to every other bougie hospital in this city and took my butt back to the county and have remained there because it's a bunch of very concerned and committed people. And I applaud you guys for the service you provide there.
There we go. I found, I've been to some of the most famous hospitals in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I call them the bougie hospitals.
I truly can tell you that I have found that some of the best doctors I have ever met walk the halls of Stroud County Hospital.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I agree as well, too. And you're one of them. Dr. Cacciatore in oncology, I just love her. Just plenty of doctors that I've met there that have been just absolutely wonderful. So, Doc, what other things you want my listening audience to know?
Look, I just want to draw everyone's attention to the fact that, look, excuses are just excuses. Collectively, we men have one thing in common, and I'll call it excuses are us, right? Mm-hmm. And look, we aren't fine. We can't always tough out what the problem is. And when we spend more time on our fantasy football team and not on our health, we wonder why our health is dragging behind us, right?
Right.
So I want us to take a new look at our health, right, and take proactive control of our own health care. That means, look, we may need to go see a doctor. We may need to go in and talk to them about issues that are going on. We may, in fact, not know that there is something wrong with us. In many times, a person who sees a doctor on a regular basis, when they say, I have no medical problems, they mean it. They know they have no medical problems. But a lot of men, they say, I have no medical problems, but they really mean, I don't know if I have any medical problems because, quite frankly, I haven't been to a doctor. So if I were to give anybody some basic tips on what you need to do to stay healthy, I always tell everyone that there are several small things that we all can do to improve our health as we move along. The first is you need to keep that body moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your body is supposed to be in motion.
Always.
60% of Americans don't get enough exercise.
Interesting.
And 25% of us are downright couch potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to do better in moving. So what can we do? Take the stairs instead of the elevator, right? Wear a pedometer.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You
got my Fitbit on.
And you're showing me your Fitbit.
And I have them in fashionable colors to match my outfit.
There we go.
There you go.
I want folks to think about a minimum of 5,000 steps, but I want you to do about 10,000 steps for your maximum benefit. How many steps you at?
I do 10,000 a day. I don't know how many I'm at right now, but I do 10,000 a day. I try to get to 10,000. I reward myself with some ice cream once I do. I'm sorry, Doc. I'm sorry, but okay.
I'm going to pretend I didn't
hear. Right. Just forget you heard that, but yeah, absolutely.
You know, but simply walking 30 minutes a day can add 3 years to your life. So, and also physical inactivity doubles your risk of heart disease. So, you know, I always encourage people to get moving. Perhaps the best statistic that I can leave you with is if you think about exercise, it perhaps may be the best indicator for longevity as well. If an individual can't walk a quarter of a mile in 5 minutes or less, they're 30% more likely to die in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot to remember. How can everybody find out more and get connected? Is it any websites they need to go to, or we just want them to go to the doctors, period?
I want each and every one of us to get plugged into a physician. We can go to countycare.com if we want to get an appointment to sign up for Cook County Care so that we can get on that road for wellness and healthiness.
Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dr. Courtney Hollowell, Chairman of Urology for the Cook County Health and Hospital Systems. And it is Men's Health Awareness Month, so thank you so very much, Doctor. I really do appreciate you.
You're welcome.